My guest at this time is Dr. David Curry. He is the brand new president and CEO of Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations worldwide assisting the persecuted Christian church. And if you've paid any attention to the headlines in recent days and weeks, you know there are plenty of hotspots around the world in addition to the places that are persistently hostile towards believers. And David, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Greg. I really appreciate it.
Well, let's start where the headlines are this week, and that's the ongoing situation in Egypt. Ever since the coup back in July, there's been a lot of turmoil in the streets. But even before the coup, we had talked with your organization about the treatment and hostile treatment of the Coptic Christians at the hands of then the Morsi regime. And now it seems like that persecution is continuing, even though the Muslim Brotherhood's out of power. What are you hearing from the ground there?
We're getting daily reports of some very intense persecution. Churches, individuals, business owners who would be associated with the Christian faith being attacked by militants who are responding negatively in this environment. And so we're seeing this grow on a daily basis. It's very discouraging.
One of the things we heard is that the Pope of the Coptic Church postponing or calling off services for the first time in 1,600 years. Do you get the sense that most Coptics are hoping to weather this storm and stay there, or are you seeing a mass exodus?
We very well could see a mass exodus in Egypt as we're seeing in Syria, but I think what the Pope of the Coptic Church was doing is just using wisdom, because right now, to be on the street in Egypt, even just wandering around doing your daily business, is a very dangerous proposition for believers of the Coptic stripe or any sort of Christian stripe. It's very dangerous to be on the streets right now for Egypt. And so when you have services that are scheduled and people know where to attack, it could be very dangerous. I mean, in the last little stretch here, we've had almost 50 churches burned to the ground or attacked in some way in Egypt just in the last few days.
The answer to this next question is probably both, but what do you think is the bigger issue here for the Muslim Brotherhood, that they simply are intolerant of any other faith, or is it as a result of the reports that suggest that the Coptic Christians, and it's largely true, were supportive of the coup?
I think right now these militants are lashing out for any reason. I think what you're going to find is that people will use the political climate as an expedient excuse. What we find is that people here in Egypt, they just want to worship in freedom. They're not pushing a political agenda, and I'm sure they all have their own opinions, as we all do here in America. But these are folks who want to worship in freedom. They are a minority. There are people who, when they have political problems, will lash out at any minority that they perceive to be part of that. But the church is not an organized faction in this political situation. They're just the victim in this circumstance.
How much religious freedom was there before the Arab Spring, back when Mubarak was still in power?
Well, I think, you know, there's always been some limit to the religious freedom that the believers have had in Egypt. This certainly is taking it to a new level, and what's really unsettling is that nobody knows where it's going to end. And so what we really are hoping people will do is people will rally around believers, Christian believers, and advocate for our government, the American government, you know, our congressmen, our representatives, to be supportive of resolutions and actions that will protect people who are in a minority in this case. In Egypt. It's way above my pay grade as to how America is going to react, but the American people, not just the American government, the American people can rally behind believers in Egypt and let them know that they're supported, that they're cared for, and that people are advocating for their safety.
In previous conversations with Dr. Moeller and others from Open Doors USA, it's been said over and over and over again, during times of persecution, sometimes, in fact, oftentimes, that's when the brightness of the faith shines the most. Any particular stories out of the last few weeks in Egypt that typify that for you?
Let me just give you this one story, and it's a powerful anecdote. But we had one believer who was in Egypt who was really trying to exemplify the message of Jesus, that is to love your enemies, to be a servant. And so he was trying to give bottled water and care and love to people who were protesting in the streets, even though he knew some of those people were militants who might someday attack his business and his home and his church, and indeed some did. But he was trying to be a loving example and caring for people. You see, these are folks of real spiritual depth and faith on the ground, and we're hoping that America and the American people are going to rally behind them and support them in their freedom to worship.
Prayer, I'm sure, is one way that you're encouraging folks to do that. What else is Open Doors USA doing in that way?
Absolutely. Prayer is our first weapon. It's a supernatural weapon, but we believe wholeheartedly in it. The second thing we're asking people to do is to support the work that's happening on the ground. Open Doors has folks. We have teams on the ground in every major city of Egypt that are helping support believers that are trying to keep everybody safe and doing anything we can do. So, I mean, that's the kind of work that we're doing, and we believe it's going to pay big dividends in the days to come.
David, let's move up now to Syria. I know Open Doors USA has had a strong presence there as well. Civil war has been going on for 2 years, over 100,000 dead just this week, allegations of weapons of mass destruction used by the regime. I know from your reports in recent months that it's actually the rebels that are a greater threat, you believe, to believers there. What's the latest on the ground in Syria?
What we're concentrating on is trying to help and serve the millions of people who are now refugees. And a great many of them are Christians who have been forced out by the forces that would be against them. And so we're providing packages on the ground for food, for general things, supplies that they're going to need. Clearly, this report yesterday of chemical attacks, while certainly those things have been suspected and talked about in the past, this is a very clear example of the danger that is evident to these folks who are refugees and who are displaced and who might be in a position to be persecuted for their faith.
A lot of these folks were refugees to Syria from Iraq after the change in government there. So now what's their mindset? Are they looking at another possible homeland, or are they hoping this just ends soon?
I don't know if anybody has that answer right now. I think certainly the hope is that people could return to their homes, but I don't see that as a solution in the near future with so much instability and with the danger escalating. So we're going to have to find ways, both Open Doors USA is certainly doing this right now with our teams on the ground, but also the government here in the United States is going to have to find ways to try to bring this to a more peaceful and swift resolution. Otherwise, you're going to see millions more, not just displaced internally within the country, as is the case now, but also added to the refugee numbers. And it will be a major, maybe the major humanitarian crisis, although it's competing with Egypt right now.
What are the rough estimates on the Christian populations in these two countries?
I believe the number is about 10 million believers in Egypt, and it's a great minority. 1 million of those would be considered evangelicals. The other largest portion of that would be Coptic, but we don't sort of separate that out. We view them all as one body of Christ. You know, you can just get a little bit of a picture of the kind of opposition they'll face when militants who are in a tremendous majority attack them for their faith. In some cases, we've seen where people are going along marking the churches for destruction and then militants coming by and attacking and burning them to the ground and so forth. So it's a very pointed attack on people of faith.
David, as we exit here, and as we mentioned at the outset, these are obviously two of the hottest spots where Christians are in grave danger right now. The World Watch List produced by Open Doors USA is a yearly reminder of how many different spots around the country are regularly and permanently hostile to the faith. As you embark on this challenging new job now, what do you see as your vision for the organization and your approach towards helping persecuted believers around the world?
It's my conviction that persecution of the Christian faith is going to be growing in the next generation because of theocracies around the world and because of the rise of Islamic militants taking power in places like Syria, in Egypt, and so forth. So I see this as a problem that is only going to become more important in the time to come. And what Open Doors is positioned to do, because we have people on the ground, is to be a force for good, to be serving those who want to worship in freedom. These aren't people who are troublemakers. They're not criminals. All they want to do is to have the freedom to call themselves people of faith under the name of Jesus. And there should be nothing wrong with that. And so that's what we're going to be doing, is continue to be as effective as we can in supporting those people who are on the front lines, and we'll stand there with them on the front lines.
Well, David, that's a lot of work ahead of you, but as we mentioned earlier, the prayers and tangible support go along with you. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Dr. David Curry is the new president and CEO at Open Doors USA. You can learn more about their work worldwide at odusa.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.